Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans chapter 3 verse 21 to 26. Romans 3, 21 to 26. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. My theme for reflection is the heart of the gospel. The heart of the gospel. I have a confession to make. I have never been good at keeping receipts, whether it is a warranty for a gadget, proof of a return, or a reimbursement form. I always seem to lose track of them. But the one time I really needed a receipt was when I bought a new laptop. It was a big purchase, so I kept the receipt carefully, just in case something went wrong. Sure enough, after a few months, the laptop started malfunctioning. I took it back to the store, showed them my receipt, and they honored the warranty without hesitation. That little piece of paper was proof that the debt had been paid, that the transaction was complete, and that I had a right to the product's benefits. In Romans 3:21 to 26, the Apostle Paul presents something far greater than a warranty. It is the receipt of our redemption, the undeniable proof that our debt of sin has been fully paid. He writes, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." This passage is, as Martin Luther put it, the chief point and the very central place of the epistle and of the whole Bible. Here Paul lays out the heart of the gospel, the greatest transaction in history, where Jesus pays our debt in full and offers us the gift of salvation. For the first three chapters of Romans, Paul has been building a case. He has shown that no one is righteous, not one. Whether Jew or Gentile, religious or irreligious, all humanity is under the weight of sin. If the story ended there, it would be devastating. But then comes one of the most beautiful phrases in Scripture, "but now." These two words mark a turning point, not just in the letter, but in human history. God has stepped in. His righteousness has been revealed, not through our ability to keep the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. John Stott describes this moment beautifully. The concept of substitution may be said to lie at the heart of both sin and salvation. For the essence of sin is man substituting himself for God, while the essence of salvation is God substituting himself for man. Sin is us saying, "I will be in charge." Salvation is Jesus saying, "I will take your place." This is the great exchange. Christ, the righteous one, takes on our sin, and we, the guilty ones, receive his righteousness. Paul uses three key words to explain what Jesus has done. The first is justification at verse 24. a legal term meaning that God declares us righteous, not because of anything we have done, but because of what Christ has done. The second is redemption, still at verse 24, a marketplace term referring to the price paid to set a slave free. Jesus, through his blood, has bought our freedom. And the third is propitiation, verse 25, a sacrificial term meaning that Christ bore the wrath of God in our place, satisfying divine justice and making peace between us and God. And here is the most remarkable part. This salvation is a gift. We cannot earn it, pay for it, or contribute to it. We can only receive it. Just like a receipt confirms that a price has been paid, the cross confirms that our redemption is complete. This changes everything. We are no longer defined by our failures, our past, or our guilt. We are justified. And because we are justified, we can stand before God with confidence, not because of our righteousness, but because of Christ's righteousness. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, have you fully embraced the reality that Jesus has paid the price for your sin? Number two, how does knowing that salvation is a gift, not something to be earned, change the way you relate to God? And now our practical exercise for today. Take a piece of paper and write down some of the sins or burdens that have weighed you down. Then write over them in bold letters, paid in full by Jesus. Take a moment to thank God for his grace and release those burdens to him. Lord, thank you for the gift of salvation. I confess that I often try to earn your love when you have already given it freely. Help me to rest in your grace, to trust in your finished work, and to live as one who has been redeemed. May I never lose my wonder at the depth of your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.